I'd like to read two poems. The first is set in Louisiana and gives a glimpse of a couple who's made peace after a long time with the way their lives have turned out. For Micah. My uncle offers a can of coffee at 7 in the morning as he disappears into his mint green truck. The lakes he fished gather tupelos and moss thick as his heart, disguising its will as his. Crickets in the pop of the float reminding him of the world's insistent presence, though by 7 he's done fishing, long done, just driving into clouds of oyster dust, leading us to green stamp coffee cups, cuchidada, iced pink and white, from fat figs in her side yard, whites on a clothesline, cats eating from pie pans on the car hood, on the boat trailer, the final metal snap like a crystal dinner bell, or what she imagines a dinner bell would sound like, or a baby's voice. In the photograph, she slings an arm like a sailor across her sister's shoulder. They have the pop rouge and moon pie grins of being in love. The itinerant photographer may be missing that, as they did, maybe, the multiplicities of romance. How can those young girls pull down their step-ins for a man? It's bad enough, she said. And, get down and have some coffee, chef. Here inside the checkered floor, glass-pane cabinets, you can see what you need right inside. No lost time on the green spackled formica. Chrome-wrapped table, doilies, everything in easy reach. Lighten, sweeten, stir, smell, savor, and drink. Shay, you can tell me. Wiped by a clean towel with a crocheted and consecrated lip. This second poem is one of the few poems of mine set in Florida, where I teach. The situation of the poem is one of those obligatory taking stock walks on a significant day. Millennial birthday. My 21st, my dad took me to Vegas to play blackjack into dawn, swearing we quit. Then someone brings free 7 and 7s and a pack of Marlboro Lights on a cork tray of swizzle sticks and gold embossed napkins. And how, you think, could you have doubted the abundance of the world as you tap the table for another card? And that's a good day after you stop going to therapy, which is, after all, strategy sessions for winning the game you're trying to quit. A good day is walking the dog beside the river. When, among palmettos and ibises, I look squarely at the stiff red tail knotted in the cash-and-carry bag. There's the osprey all alone at the top of the spindly, bald cypress. And somehow I at once feel at home, and at some other point, not far away, but where, in my memory, everything was bigger. The legs of the dining room table thick as these oak trees, shaggy, hard, and magisterial. I have lived where green things live all year long, and where snow becomes the only color beside dull and gray and hard. Now I live where buzzards winter. In the mornings they flare their opera capes, and until night I must perform.